Online gaming in New Jersey officially began last night. After a soft rollout last week, gaming regulators greenlit 6 online casinos in the Garden State. New Jersey now joins Delaware and Nevada as the only other states to offer legal online betting with real money. Joining us now to talk about the rollout is David Rebuck. He's director of the New Jersey Division of Gaming Enforcement. Good morning, David.
Soterius, good to be here from Atlantic City.
Well, you know, as part of the soft rollout, these casinos offered gaming to a small number of test customers last week. How did that initial launch period go?
Well, it went really well for us. We didn't see too many regulatory problems. There were some issues of operation that the multiple operators are dealing with and fixing over that time. And I can only tell you that about the fourth day into the play, as we were making our rounds, meeting with the various IT numbers of people from these companies, there were a lot of smiling faces and less frowns. So they were extremely pleased with the play. And then, as you well stated, yesterday we made the decision to go live to the rest of the state.
Well, you know, one of the big questions here is whether the technology available can ensure that only New Jersey residents are the ones logging on and playing. Nevada lawmakers had similar concerns, but Nevada doesn't have, you know, big population centers as close to state borders as New Jersey does. How does this system make sure it's only New Jerseyans logging on so you're not, you know, violating any federal laws? And is there a potential that that could be breached and someone just across the Hudson River in New York can gamble online?
Well, I'm not going to. It's always possible somebody's going to crack the system and break it, but there's many private operators that are achieving the standards that we've set, and they're looking even to go to a higher standard as we speak. But I can tell you this, that we have a real-time map tracking mechanism that that is really of the world, and it pinpoints where people are logging in, where they're attempting to log in. It drills down to the site they're trying to log into, whether or not they're successful or not. It tells us on a blue dot that they're in and playing and on a red dot that they are denied. And last night, after we announced to go live to the rest of the state, it was raining blue dots in the state of New Jersey, and it was a torrential downpour of blue dots by the New York metropolitan New Jersey area and also the Philadelphia region, which we expect because of the population base. And then the red dots, we have some in New Jersey, but people are being knocked out by false negatives. But we were really optimistic that we were seeing red dots from Ohio, from Kentucky, Albany area, New York. Your Brooklynites are killing us, man. They're trying to get in regularly. And we even had one from Sweden. So
wow.
We watch it regularly. And, you know, if they find a way to get past us, we're going to have to adapt and make a technological correction. So you are absolutely right. It's a very high standard the federal government
right.
has set, and we have to meet it.
You have a service people want to use. You know, another concern is how you keep minors from logging on and playing and, you know, verifying ages of users. You know, at a casino, workers can obviously ask for physical ID, but online, that's not so easy. So how are you making sure that a kid doesn't grab, you know, mom's credit card and gets online to gamble?
Yeah, well, if mom lets her credit card be used, there's very little I can do to stop her from doing that. But the standards, I think, that people are seeing with the registration process are very rigorous and really asking for a lot of very private information. And in order to give that private information, you're going to have to know an awful lot about an adult. And if a child who's young or even a you know, an 18 or 19-year-old who's trying to get on is accessing their parents' very confidential information, they're going to be able to get on. And we'll catch it later, and then it'll be a criminal action on our part to go after them. But at this point in time, I think most of the players recognize it's a very rigorous step to get online, and it's not just simply clicking on a website
right.
and joining.
And David, what do you say to critics who think that online casinos give gambling addicts an easier way to fuel their habit?
Well, I think it's a significant issue, and it's one that is very recognized as an issue by our governor. He made a very high commitment to the people of New Jersey that it was a serious issue for him. They put a significant amount of money into treatment as well as education programs that it has to be paid for by the casinos. And more importantly, he's made a very strong pressure on me as the director to make sure that we do everything possible to make the operators conscious of their requirements to take compulsive gambling seriously.
David, thank you so much. David Rebuck is the director of the New Jersey Division of Gaming Enforcement. Thank you for joining us this morning.
No problem. Thank you, Satirius.